Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying
cash,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, we're counting Adley's money. We're counting Gunner's money. How about we count some of ours and talk about the many sports subjects of this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, and, of course, Nolan McGraw. It's called Buy or Sell. So let's count the dough first, Nolan. Hopefully we got some.
Well, I see a lot of red here, which is never a good sign. S&P 500 down about 1687. The NASDAQ down about 4076. Dow Jones also down over 125. DraftKings down $1.08. But we got to end on a high note, right? Under Armour. It's up only 12 cents, though.
Well,
That's still up.
I did hear from Jimmy Patsos, and ironically enough, and I'll take a picture to prove it, I'm wearing some Under Armour shoes that Coach Patsos gave me. It's been a few years because they're the UCLA. I think UCLA and Under Armour had a split years back. So, yes, there's some Under Armour love there. It's Steve Molesky. I believe first time we're doing a buy or sell together. Everything Nolan just said, we don't understand any of it. I thought Dow Jones was a left tackle for the Patriots back in 73.
Well, next. We do know sports. We'll at least try there. Yeah. Start in the NBA here, Bob. Trending closer and closer to a potential Timberwolves and Knicks rematch, or excuse me, a matchup in the finals, but would have a lot of heat behind it considering all the storylines, mainly the preseason trade, swapping Karl Anthony Towns and Julius Randle, the two big men traded sides there. Well, there were many reasons for that trade, at least for Minnesota's perspective. It wasn't just on the court. There was the financial side of things that came into play. But no doubt about it, both players thriving now with a change of scenery have been huge parts of each team making it this far. Buy or sell, Bob, regardless of playoff outcomes from here, the trade should be considered a rare example of a win-win.
Oh, I'm buying that 100%. And with Towns at Minnesota, like he and the Stifle Tower couldn't coexist, Rudy Gobert. Because, I mean, you got two big guys, even though, you know, Cat can take his game on the perimeter. It's allowed Naz Reid to flourish this year. Julius Randle now healthy. He's been a stud. And Karl Anthony Towns has had the best season of his career out there with the Knicks. So, yes, that is a win-win trade. I mean, both teams in the conference finals. I mean, what more do you want? Well, I guess winning the title, I think, probably.
Go over to baseball here where Juan Soto, well, he's under the microscope right now. You look at his numbers on the season, it's not a complete disaster, even if some Mets fans may disagree with that. I spent a lot of money on him, so expectations were certainly high. But the stats, they're okay. However, a recent lack of hustle is what has been driving the heat from the fan base. He was slow out of the box on a grounder in the Yankees series over the weekend. Then, a couple days later, taking on the Red Sox at Fenway, rocketed a ball off the Green Monster, but had to settle for a single because he thought it was already gone, so he wasn't running to second. When asked about the lack of hustle post-game, he says, I think I've been hustling pretty hard. If you see it today, you could tell. Steve, buy or sell, Soto is right. The criticism of his hustling is overblown.
No, we could see it, and he wasn't hustling. So he took a bad situation and made it worse by not owning up to it and saying, I need to be better than that, or something that would have shown leadership. And so the Mets are doing okay, and I guess he's doing okay, but that is that's no bueno. When you turn a double into a single, just say it. You know, he stood at home plate and he watched that ball too long, and so that was the opposite of hustle.
We'll go back to the NBA here. The Nuggets took the top-seeded Thunder to a Game 7, but couldn't finish the job. Not a bad run, though, considering they did make that somewhat surprising decision at the end of the regular season, firing head coach Michael Malone and going with interim man David Adelman. He's already received a vote of confidence from some of his players, mainly Aaron Gordon, who says he wishes Adelman would get the full-time gig and get a chance to implement his system with a full offseason. Nikola Jokic added even more praise, saying that the interim coach woke them up, gave them more energy entering the crucial part of the season. Buy or sell, Bob, Adelman showed enough in this run to earn himself the full-time job.
I'll buy that, but I'll sell that he'll get the full-time job, that's a foregone conclusion. Look, Jokic is the best player in the NBA. If he's not, he's in the top two or three. Who's his sidekick? Jamal Murray plays like that guy. Gordon had a great playoff run. Michael Porter, he had a sketchy go of it. He needs another dude to go along with him. And I don't care if Doug Moe comes out of retirement. There's an old reference. It's not going to be enough talent-wise to get over the hump. And by the way, Adelman, Steve, his dad was Rick Adelman. He used to be the coach of the old Portland Trailblazers there in the,
yikes,
the late 80s, early 90s. There you go. You learn something new every day here on the show.
Go back to baseball. The Phillies bullpen, boy, that took a hit earlier this week. It was announced that Jose Alvarado going to be suspended 80 games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug rules. Now, the earliest that he could return here, pretty late on in the regular season, talking late August, but as we know with the MLB rules on PED suspensions, he can come back and play in the regular season, but if and when the Phillies make the postseason, he will not be eligible at all. Now, Philly, they were probably already looking to buy some bullpen help, but this move makes it absolutely a necessity. How about a reunion with Sir Anthony Dominguez? Remember, they traded him here for Austin Hayes. The O's are pretty much destined to be sellers at this point. And Dominguez, even though he flamed out in his end there in Philadelphia, his career 1.02 ERA in the playoffs, that's pretty attractive. Buy or sell, Steve, the Phillies will buy back Dominguez in July.
I'm selling that one. I don't think they're going back for a reunion there with he or Soto either. But maybe the Orioles have someone they want to talk about. Maybe Andrew Kittredge will come back, pitch well, and be a trade piece. We'll see. It, by the way, his return seems pretty imminent. We should see him this week, is my guess. But I don't think they're going for the Sir Anthony reunion.
All right, we'll close with this topic here in the NFL. A handful of things actually being voted on today at the owners' meetings, but one of them is pretty interesting. The idea of a new playoff format under the proposed rule. Winning your division guarantees you a spot in the playoffs, but does not guarantee you home field. Teams would be seeded based on win percentage. Now, this sounds pretty good on paper. Some even believe that it could enhance the end of the regular season, giving teams more incentive to play through Week 18 rather than resting players when they've already locked up everything they could possibly lock up. However, multiple reports indicate that this sounds like it could be a long shot to actually get passed, at least for 2025. Buy or sell, Bob, we'll see this rule change implemented within the next 3 years.
I'm selling it. Now, NBA, I believe, you're just based on record, right? You even your division champ, you're no longer a higher seed than a team with a better record than you. So I get it. But isn't it cyclical? Like an 8-9 team's not going to win the division all the time. It happens. And then sometimes these teams go on these magical runs through the postseason. The NFL needs to stop tweaking things. I mean, it's the most popular league, certainly in this country.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm not a big kickball guy, but I understand that it's a big deal abroad. But just leave it alone, man. People watch preseason games more than they watch baseball playoff games, which is mind-boggling to me. But it is what it is. Leave Brittany alone. Leave the playoffs alone.
I think my only thing would be if you change that, then why are you playing every team in your division twice? because winning the division no longer matters, essentially.
Leave Brittany alone.
All right.
Just let it roll, because it's all cyclical. I mean, it's worked fine for 150 plus years now, with some tweaks here or there. I mean, those dopes are still trying to figure out the onside kick in the kickoff, which they wanted to abolish. Now you got flag football. By the way, I'm thumbs down on that.
Well, that sounds like it's a guarantee to get passed.
Yeah,
which
looks
is
like it's going to the Olympics. And Jeffrey Janea said, I mean, we could probably get 12 of the best high school players in the country, or whatever it's going to be. I don't know how many is going to be on a roster, but would house any country in the world in flag football. Am I wrong with that? Do you need Lamar Jackson and CeeDee Lamb to win the gold medal? That's the only thing you'd be chasing is gold medal, I think.
Well, forever basketball, that was always the disparity. The United States would wreck everyone.
Well, the only reason they changed that, because the amateurs started losing to the European teams. So they're like, we can't have this. So now we got to get the pros. Of course, for many years, the best college players would go kick ass. Now college is just, I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent here. We'll come back. And we're going to go on tangents. We'll talk about the Orioles. How about them? They've lost 7 in a row. They fired their manager. They're 16 games under 500. They're 12 games out of first. Everything's awesome. Got the American League East report coming up.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.